Okay, where are we? Any question?
No.
Thanks God, so you know everything. What are we talking about?
Internet.
What are we talking about?
Why are we talking about that?
What are we talking about? You're here to listen to what? Tell me the other way to put it. And it's simple, my question, isn't it? And the answer is simple. First of all, we are close to the end of book 5. Means what? Bewilderment. This is the name of the path. Okay? What is bewilderment? You. What is bewilderment? What does that mean? Me knowing you. Tell me. What is bewilderment?
Not understanding.
Put it in a very nice way. Bewilderment is understanding that you don't understand. That's what means bewildered. If you understand something, you're not bewildered. That stuff shouldn't be understandable. Then what? Understanding that you don't understand. This is a very important thing. What? Let's go back. Always. Whenever you think about any part of this book, or any book, then you're questioning, what is this all about? You have to go from the beginning. All of it is one stuff. Do you remember at the beginning he said, the thing that I want to tell you is only one subject. And I tell you what it is. It's love. But, my goodness, how could I tell it to you? First of all, with this language, do you remember how we made it, this language? For money, for economy, this is how this language is. It's not created for even philosophy. The philosophers, they have problem, right? But we, my goodness, we have to do tricks. There are two tricks here. First, we tell you this, we make up stories, because that's one of the way that we could talk about something vague. So we make up stories. But little by little you will understand that these stories are only one story, and it's only about you and nothing else. We make up only the stories, and the next cheating we do, what is it? Poetic language. Because in poetic language, the word, they don't have the real meaning of that word. They have a special meaning of that word being in that special place. Musicality even plays a role. Why? All because we want to talk about something which is not talkable. Because at the end of the day, it's about you changing yourself. This is the beginning. If you think that you don't need a change, goodbye. Honest. The most important stuff is to understand what I don't understand. I should understand what is missing. Then I look for it. If I think that I'm complete, what will happen? This is a normal thing with all the arrogant people, isn't it? And it's in this animal. And the animal is one side of my coin. I was born an animal. If I was left alone, what would have happened to me if I was left alone? A monkey. Yeah. I even don't walk on the feet. Yes, that's what it is. Whatever I'm talking about now and I'm giving you is given to me. I learned education. This is the difference. We are being educated. Means what? Means when you are a baby, they will tell you that you need education. If not, you cannot live. They forced you to the school, didn't they? Or you were volunteer. You wanted to go and play. They force you to go, educate, to learn what you don't know. This ego, the self, always is telling me that I know everything. Yes, I understand. Yes, I'm intelligent, and blah, 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 blah. The shortcomings. Here we are talking about shortcomings. And we are in a very special place of these books. What is the differences? Have you noticed any difference between book 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5? What is the difference? One of the major points is the language. In book 1, everything is polite. So everything is translated to English. You don't have that much of Latin. Go and check book 6 and you will see what happens. Because after 15 years that he is talking to these people, now being worried about being polite? No. He chooses the stuff to give you the shock, because you're sitting and listening and listening. No, we are going to finish this stuff, go to the last party. What is the last one? Not being, not having. Is about what? Non-existence, right? So we should be prepared to understand the non-existence. How? All these periods of time, he will explain your shortcomings. That never, ever think that you're there. Never. That will not happen to you. You are in the way of going there. Because, to be honest, this self-improvement is a part of life. It's not something you learn and finish. Because whatever you are, you could be better. Am I right? So you could think that, no, I'm that perfect, that better than this is impossible. This is ridiculous. So you should know what's wrong with you, your shortcoming. Okay? We are at the end, so everything comes to the maximum and blah blah. So we are listening to a very special story made for this, to explain the shortcoming. It started with a king who saw a picture of a lady, and he sent an army to bring that lady to me.